What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. How's your day?
Day's good.
Good.
Just, you know, getting ready for the holidays.
It's getting crazy.
The holiday season. So whoop-a-dee-doo. Dick.
You sound so excited.
Oh, no, I am actually really excited.
You love the holidays.
I love the holidays. And I love the fact that I have my kids for Christmas Eve. So that's going to be fun.
You have them this year.
I do. So it's just... And that was one of the things that I thought of when I was moving into here. I'm like, okay, get my kids in the new house on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And Christmas morning. Like, that's just the dream, right?
It is.
So good.
I'm excited for you.
Are you stressed? Are you done with shopping? Like, what's going on?
I mean, I'm actually not stressed and I am pretty much done shopping, which is a first for me. I know, I'm on top of it this year. I basically did it all Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Online.
I mean, you can't beat those.
Yeah.
Those deals.
But no, I'm not stressed. I'm like towing that line of like really wanting to do a lot and be social and then also not put too much on my plate and be present. You know, it's like I really want to see my friends this year and really, I don't want to just like shut off, you know, but then I'm like, how do you balance this like actually being home and, you know, you know, what everyone's trying to balance in the season.
How's Nick?
He's good. He's good. He's just,
nothing.
You know.
Got anything for
nothing
us?
Nothing exciting. No, I'm trying to think. So you're like, are we at a month?
Over, well, when this airs, we're at a month with Roman. But when this airs, it'll be a month and, when does this air? This airs next week. So yeah, he'll be 5 weeks next week.
So like, how are you feeling? Because that's like a big, I feel like that month to 6 weeks is just such like a, I don't know.
I hear footsteps.
I do too.
And she's probably going to be coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
She's still coming upstairs.
She went back down the stairs.
She went up the stairs. No, it's good. I think it's one of those things where we're just now figuring it out with schedules and stuff. And it's going to be really interesting what we do in the new year when work actually comes up.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where when we were planning for new wind down dates, I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have the kids that weekend. Oh wait.
You will always have a kid. That so is such a change.
That has changed a bit. And again, I'm so grateful, obviously, but I've had I would never have called this a luxury before, but to be able to schedule things knowing I don't have kids a certain weekend.
Like we would schedule, like these are the weekends. I don't
normally
have the kids.
We would schedule.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wind down on the non-mic or either on mic weekends.
Right.
So now it's like,
oh no.
Oh, wait, hold up. Wait a minute. So just trying to figure out, because what I also want to, what I'm mindful of now, I like your socks, KB. Those are cute. One of my things, I don't know if you girls do this with your husbands or not, but what I would like to have is what I give to them. So what I will say is on days I'll go, hey, what do you have today? So I can be mindful of your schedule because I want that same thing back. So I usually put it out there to then have it then be reciprocated. Because if not, if they come and go, oh, I'm doing this today, I'm like, whoa, I have work to do too. I'm not just to be here. And he's never done that. But like I knew that was something that would be in the past where I go, oh, that was an issue because I just then felt like the nanny and I have to work as well. So I don't want it to just be put on my plate. So every night I say, hey, what do you have tomorrow? So we can plan out our day. Mm-hmm. I get ahead of being passive or being angry that my stuff isn't looked at.
So knowing you, you have to have some kind of plan. What is the plan when y'all are both working?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Okay. I've talked to the preschool, but I don't, as much as I was like, hey, it's going to preschool. Uh-huh. I don't know.
I knew it.
But I also don't want a nanny. So, but I need help. So,
because it's $1 million.
It's very expensive. I don't like people in my space. Something happened the other night where I'm so specific with my schedule. And that's one thing I thought I was going to be more leaning on. I'm not. And that's fine.
With the baby schedule?
Yes.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't. It's fine. It doesn't change.
I'm actually okay with that. Like, because
I was too. I mean,
my kids were amazing scheduled.
I wasn't different with a third with a schedule. So I'm not coming down on you at all.
So yeah. I'm like, but at first I was like, it's going to be fine. I'll sleep. No, I'm still like, why aren't the eyes closed? Should be in the crate.
Should be in the crate. You need some consistency for your own life because you are working.
Right.
And there is things to schedule.
Yeah. So it's just, so that's the thing. I don't know. I don't want to have a full time because I don't need full time. I also don't want to pay for full time. But I also don't know if I want to go straight into the daycare because once January hits, then we'll maybe know more about Alan's schedule because he's really ramping up with coaching and stuff. And it's one of those conversations like the other day. It's like, oh, I got this coaching thing. I'm like, oh, great. Okay, well, I have this on this same. So now we need, and he's like, again, so good about it. I just know that I do those things to then put it out there to go, okay, let's both figure this out. And he reciprocates, which I'm so thankful of. Yeah. He's like, well, I'll move. I'm like, no. Here's the thing. I'm not asking you to move anything.
No, we know.
Your thing is not more important than my thing. And my thing is not more important than your thing. Let's just figure this out together.
Yeah.
And we can just, and I like that.
I think it gets difficult too when like their jobs require travel and out of the house. And a lot of what you do is in your home. But you're working.
Right. And then the other piece is traveling out of town too.
Right.
For wind downs and stuff or whatever we do.
Oh, well, you're here today, but you're not here today. You're just in the building.
Yeah.
You can't hold a baby.
Well, and then a preschool doesn't solve that problem.
Well, because here's the problem with the preschools is, again, how last minute do we get things?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't. And you,
well, then you like, still well, have I'll to watch. Find
I'm
help.
Like, well, thank you. And I love you. And I'm going to definitely use that, but I can't do that when I'm going to shoot a movie. So it's like, we're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I have no doubt that we will, but I was just curious when it comes to, do you guys put out things to then get that received back? Is there a situation where you're like, I'm going to do this. And I don't know if that's a healthy thing, but I do it just so I don't become passive.
I think I'll say this, and I don't know if therapist Amy would sanction this, but I am default primary parent. Like, it's happening this week. I have something that I had planned for a month and he's now planned something. And so now I'm covering.
It's my fault though.
But here's what I'll say.
Sorry.
No. This is what is valuable and what has saved my marriage.
I tried to call you to ask, talk to you about it.
Listen,
you didn't answer.
This is not even this. There can be. There's one of these a week. This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And this, what's great about this though, I promise I have, this is the solution. I always default to I'm primary parent. And so I learned a couple years ago, in order to not resent him, I cover everything as if I can't count on him.
That's
to be with the
sad,
kids
though.
His life is like your life though. I mean, it's like last minute, it's calls.
Well,
it's,
I think that's a lot of people.
Last minute shows, right.
I mean, that's a lot of the default is to the mom. That's very common.
Yeah,
I feel like Nick shows up quite a bit.
Right, but I plan it all.
Sure.
It literally, the calendar says,
right.
Nick take, I take whatever, and then I have to ask. But yes, I still think the scheduling and the planning always falls on the
but
mom.
But I also think not like always. Women, I just want to share it because I think sometimes it looks like one way and it's just not. Like I know that's my, it's, he would do it if he could, guys. I'm not making that, like, money. He's the primary breadwinner. So I just think, like, I had to learn, where do I get resentful? I get resentful when my things don't feel important. Mm-hmm. And
or not asked about. Like, hey, how did X, Y, and Z go?
Yeah. So now I'm going, okay, my things are important to me, and that's where I have to start. And so I just get it, like, everything. I already had coverage for this week based on if he could be there, if he couldn't. Because if it wasn't this, it would be something. That's what I've learned. Mm-hmm. It's a call, especially management right now. Catherine, what are you up to? Want to take another client? It's like, it's another show impromptu, you know, like, and that's just all of our worlds. And I think everybody has that fluctuation in their own corner of the world, whether it's, I mean, not all of us are shooting movies, right? That's not normal.
Once a year. Hopefully two.
Let's ramp it up. Put that
in the universe. Goal is for two.
Let's go for three.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Thanks, girl. I just think we have to do what we know to help ourselves too. Like what you're saying, like you ask him so that he can reciprocate. I will say now Preston does ask, how did the podcast go?
Oh,
he didn't super ask about Matthew McConaughey, but that's okay. No. A little. We had a little jealousy, guys.
Did he start asking after he was on?
Can I? Yes. But can I share this embarrassing?
Yeah.
This is embarrassing for him, not for me. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. You guys, if this doesn't show true colors. Yeah. Today was that podcast with like Michael McConaughey or whatever. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. And Michael McConaughey.
Okay. Like, that's a household name, Matthew McConaughey. What are you saying? Anyways, I think we just have to run, especially in the season of holidays. We have to run tight D for ourselves, do what we need to do to feel supported and loved on. It's a sacred season of Advent. We're all getting spread thin, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I think what works for one doesn't work for the other. I think you have to figure out what your system is, you know, and you're figuring it out with Alan and talking. I mean, y'all are obviously going to have to figure out some more and how y'all are going to have help.
But Catherine, as the manager piece, is I'm already like, so how are you?
Who's watching the child?
Figure it out.
But also, he's so new, too. Like, new babies, it just takes a minute to, like, get your rhythm back, especially with the big break we've had.
Yeah.
Well, and you don't know what Alan's doing. I mean, and then there's that piece. Like, what's Alan's work going to look like?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that's a huge question. And that's, you know, has a lot to do with it. But, like, you can go default parent. I am essentially default parent, but I'm planning 50-50 between the both of us is basically, like, it's understood that he takes them in the morning. It's understood that I get them in the afternoon. If that doesn't work, we talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just like you kind of figure out your systems or whatever. But
I still have to work on the season for asking help.
Oh, it's coming.
What season? 40s?
No, the asking for help.
How?
This baby.
I'm worse.
I can't.
I can
like
tell
asking
you off the
him
pod.
For help or other
oh,
people
no,
for help?
Not other people.
Like
it's
you're
still an
you're,
issue.
You're not good at it?
No.
Same. The last month or two has really
there
done
was a
it
little
for
bit
me.
Of a blow up about it. And but maybe we'll talk about it later. And not this is not Alan. This is just, I don't even know. Well, I mean, It's just hard.
Because
we put some people in boxes that would think that would be helpful. Anyways,
this is why we're best friends. I already know everything you're not gonna say, so that's fine.
Oh, goodness gracious. So we're going to take a break and maybe we'll touch that one on a live one.
I think we should.
When it's not recorded.
We've had some time to digest.
Okay. Let's take a break and then let's get Kathy Swartz on, you guys. She was on The Golden Bachelor, which I'm excited to get her on because she was a little bit of a feisty one. So let's take a break and get her on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students.
You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
There she is. Hi.
Here I am in my Christmas red.
I love it. And I'm in my Christmas black. I'm sorry, Kathy. That's not very spiritual.
This is us every week. Yeah. One of us will throw on a little bit of another neutral and call it a day.
You know what? It goes with everything, right?
Yes,
it does. First of all, how are you? Because I feel like you've been on quite the press train lately. So from all the airings of the Golden Bachelor.
I'm fine. It has been the most fun adventure I've ever had. I don't require a lot of sleep, so I'm good. I'm good.
I was reading an article. I think this was in People, but you said, I'm going to quote here. Kathy also emphasized that she came to the show with the intention of falling in love. And you said, I think that when you meet someone, I mean, Jerry is a very good looking guy. There's no doubt about it. But I think as you get to know someone, you look at that person and you make some judgments. And you said you were happily married almost 46 years and my husband took his life by suicide. And it just... my heart broke when I read that because I can't imagine being with someone for 46 years and then going through what you, oh, honey, I'm, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm fine. I'm just thinking about what you're saying. So I met my husband just after I turned 18. And so in that way, Gary and Teresa and I, we all share that common, just after high school sweethearts. And I was married 10 days after I turned 20. And was married just short of my 46 years. And, you know, no marriage is perfect, but we had a really good life together and three great kids. And, it's really hard. And, but I treasure every day now. I think that's one of the reasons I went on the Golden Bachelor. Yes, to find love, but I just don't say no to opportunity anymore. You know, if opportunity comes my way, I try to take it.
How long have you been single for?
It'll be 5 years in February.
5 years in February. Okay. Yeah. Has that journey to opening yourself up been incredibly hard? Because again, I can't imagine being with someone for so long and then going back out into the dating world, which is a terrible and terrifying world.
Terrifying.
Can be.
mean, there's a lot of words I would use to talk about dating in at my stage in life. But really, you know, my daughter's friends, we talk, they kind of say the same thing. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. I say it's like looking for a quarter of a needle in a haystack. You know, it's not easy, but I've had a wonderful relationship. I've had a great guy, and I have a lot of energy, and I have a lot of life, and I want this last chapter of my life to be as good or better than any other time in my life, and I'm not going to quit until I find it. And I may not find it. You know, I have to accept that too. But it's probably giving you more than what you want. But that's one of the things I came away with from the show. I am a complete person. I don't need someone to complete me. I want someone to walk hand in hand with me, not in front of me, not behind me. And but I'm happy with what I have. I have a rich life with two granddaughters and, you know, three great kids, and I'm really active and I do a lot of things. So yeah, I mean, is it really fun going out to dinner with, you know, a guy who has whipped cream or mashed potatoes in his beard and doesn't know it? You know, not really. But it's, you know, it's what you got to do.
You're basically saying you've got a lot of love around you, but you want a companion.
Yeah, I would like to find that. All these things sound so trite when you say them, but the sunsets are beautiful. You know, when you go to the beach, I want someone that's holding my hand as I walk down the beach. I want to share that sunset with somebody. Sure. I want to go skiing and not just ski down the mountain by myself. I want, you know, I want to look forward or backward, in my case, look forward and see somebody there, you know, waiting for me. I want to do things with someone. So we'll see.
So from the show, well, first of all, who did you, did your kids get you on the show, or did you apply?
I applied. I plead guilty.
Good for you.
My daughter, again, it was one of the things I saw it on Facebook and I thought, I can do that. And I think I love life so much, especially since my husband died. I don't take one day for granted. And I saw that as an opportunity to maybe meet the final love of my life, but I knew it would be an adventure, and I was not disappointed. So,
did you like how they edited you, or is there something? Because I know they obviously showed the zip it thing and
zip it.
Yeah,
you're feisty.
Yeah, you're feisty, and I think there was a lot. Everyone talked about how there was the great relationships, and everyone was cozy and comfy, and all those things. But do you feel like they kind of painted you as the one? I don't want to say villain, but the one, you know.
I am the least villainous villain you're ever going to meet.
Well, I've seen the other shows, so yeah. Yes.
Not really. Teresa's a lovely person. She and Gary are so happy together. We had a moment. I mean, truly, it was a moment where you put everyone in this environment where you're all vying for the same guy. And I literally... it was palpable. You could see that Gary and Teresa had a connection right from the beginning. And in fact, I did tell her that I think it was right after her one-on-one. I had told her that that I would come to her wedding and I would be throwing rose petals. I mean, it was that clear. Aww. So I don't care how they... people who know me know that I'm full of love, full of life. I do say what I think. I'm a straight shooter. I can't deny those things. I'm from Boston. I'm a Yankee at heart. What can I say? But no, it's fine. It's fine. I think every show, people love me or hated me.
How old are your grandbabies, Kathy?
I have one almost 8 months and one 5 years old.
Okay. I know they call you Kiki, which is what my daughter says her kids will call me, which I thought was so cute. Aww. But I wondered if they're like, Kiki, are you dating? I'm like, I'm wondering if you're getting the grandkids shakedown too.
So my five-year-old says, Kiki, I saw you on TV. Why are you on TV? And I said, well, Kiki went to be on a show to have adventures and meet people. And she barely remembers her grandfather. She was 7 months when he, I mean, she really doesn't remember him. She was 7 months, but we show her pictures. So it's like, why are you doing that, Kiki? And then she'll walk around going, zip it.
It comes That's back. Funny. Have you seen an increase in male interest?
I was just gonna ask that too. Usually after publicity, I mean, like being on a show like that, I wonder if someone's sliding it. Like if you don't have an Instagram, like get an Instagram.
Oh, I have Instagram.
Are
there people DMing you getting in there?
I've had four. And one was a 32-year-old, very good-looking dude. And I did have to point out to him that I had children older than he is. So that was one thing. Then I had a 40-year-old baseball player, same note as the first guy.
That tracks.
And then I had a daughter reach out on behalf of her dad.
Oh, I love that.
So did I. But guess what? I never heard from dad.
Oh, well, dad needs like a... Could you give her the phone number? Because I feel like dad might not be, we don't actually want him to be super savvy on Instagram. You know, it's kind of great.
Get his phone number and reach out to him. Who cares?
Yes. There's a guy, another guy that has, which is funny. He's in his late 50s. And I, as we all know now, the world knows, Kathy is 70. And this guy reached out to a friend of mine. He knows her and he said, you know, she's so pretty. She might be too young for me.
Oh,
is that a pickup line, Kathy? I don't know what to do with that.
You know what? That's going to be my next pickup line. Exactly. You're too young for me, but okay, let's try it. So yeah, that's been the extent of it.
So is there someone in the entertainment? Because now you can call yourself, you know, you're an entertainment girl. So is there someone that you've kind of always gone, ooh, I kind of think he's cute and maybe... And that, you know, is single, that, you know, because we could just outreach right now to him on the show and just go, hey, yes. Like,
I mean, honestly, because most of the men, you know, I find attractive are married. And I don't mean that in any kind of.
No, for sure.
Yeah. But honestly, for me, yes, looks, they ask me that, you know, on the show, looks are important to me, but my biggest nightmare would be going on one of those shows where you can't see the person. Like, I have to be attractive when I first meet them, right?
Yeah, we actually have talked about that here too. I do think there's some validity to that. Like, I remember the moment I met my husband, second husband for what it's worth, Kathy, and I, like, the world stopped for me. And he wasn't my type or anything, but there is something to, like, the actual instinctual attraction you have.
How long have you been married?
We've been together 9 years now. It's 8 years married. It was all fast, but.
Well, that's why I believe that Golden Bachelor, you know, people, that's ridiculous. Oh no, I believe it. I met my husband at a frat party and the room was filled with single guys carrying red cups. And I scanned the room and I saw him and I was with a friend of mine. I said, I'm going to marry that guy. And I did.
I love that.
That's amazing. You know, it was just this immediate attraction when I saw him and he saw me. So, and I don't know, maybe that makes me a little, you know.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, because I have a recording that I'm going to, when I do marry my fiance, I have a recording. It was like 2 or 3 days after I met him. I recorded, I have it time stamped. I was like, I know this is crazy, y'all, but I'm going to marry him.
I was just thinking about that because the Christmas party popped up from last year when you were like, okay, y'all are going to think I'm crazy, but I'm going to marry this guy. I was like, yeah, you are.
I believe it. Here we are. There's four of us here. I believe that you can fall in love quickly. So, you know, I have time. I mean, the clock's ticking, but I have time.
No, I can't believe you're 70.
I know, you look great.
Thank you.
Honestly.
Thank you. You know, I have makeup, hair dye.
Stop. Listen, none of us are going all natural over here either. So, but you,
that word is not even in my vocabulary.
Yeah, I got one eyebrow doing a little wonk right now.
Orange juice, maybe natural. That's about where I draw the line.
That's fair. I just think you look so stunning. I'd imagine too, because you're so energetic. Like, it does matter to meet someone in person because you need someone that can keep up with you and has same charisma for life as you do.
And I have to say, when I people always ask me, would you want to be the Golden Bachelorette? Who wouldn't want to be the Golden Bachelorette in a room with 22 guys Okay, I'll do that. But as I've said, and I'll say to you, it would be a challenge to find 22 guys who could keep up with me.
So here's my question, because you are, you know, like, I feel like as we get older, and we're all 40s here. Well, again, not natural, Kathy.
Catherine's going to say, I'm only 39.
I'm not 40
I know, but
yet.
Then it gets weird when I'm like, Catherine's 39, 40.
It's
you know.
Fine.
But as I've gotten older, like, I've just realized my window of tolerance for certain things is so much lower. And it's, even people I want to be friends with, which it sounds like mean or something, but it's like, you can kind of instantly know intuitively who you're connected to and who you're not. So does that feel that way to you? Like, I can't imagine, by the way, my allergy to the gender as a whole when I met my husband was so off the charts. Like, I thought there's no way I'll get married again. I had raised a husband. I was exhausted. So I'd imagine by 70, you're like, okay, dude, you know, like, how do you feel when you walk into a room? Can you kind of scan quickly and go, this isn't going to work? This is.
And do they at this point too, is it the same stuff? Like, they don't communicate well. You have to teach them. You
gotta, we have dietary restrictions. Like, I'm exhausted for you.
It is. Let's just be honest. You know, it's always take a damn plate to the sink, pick up your socks. Move, you know, you're hogging the bed. You know, can you find the hamper for your clothes? I mean, come on. It's, I don't care if you're 7 or 70. That's just men. But I will say that my tolerance, in some ways, I've become much more tolerant with age. And in some ways, I'm like two pieces of saran wrap, like zero tolerance. I think that no one's perfect. Mm-hmm. My husband, as great as he was not perfect. And so I think I just realized now it's more about, so the man that I'm looking for, please God, or it would be a miracle, there will be no more children. So, you know, you don't have those kinds of issues to work around. It's more about shared values and how we want to spend our time together. So I think the process is a little bit different when you get to be my age, but I think the instantaneous attraction, that I think all that stays the same. But like, for example, I don't want to cook every night. And in fact, when I was on the dating apps, that was like my first thing. If you're looking for a cook, I'm out. Like, no, I'm not going to cook dinner every night. I don't want to.
Unless you want a bowl of cereal, buddy. That's all I got for you.
There's Cheerios and oatmeal. Go figure it out.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of having, you know, a glass of wine or, you know, tequila and soda and cooking together. I love that idea of having that kind of companionship. But I don't want to. I've raised three kids. I can't raise another husband. I can't. Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, because now all of our wheels are turning, and we're just going to note you as a person, as a player in our friend game here, and now we'll keep our eyes open. But I'm wondering if you could pick like an ideal next partner. Would they be a golfer? Do you love tennis? Like, what are your favorite things, kind of non-negotiable? Like, you have to do this with me, or we do a lot of life separate.
Okay, so I look at it a little bit differently. I'm open to anything. The only non-negotiable, it can't be a smoker. I cannot get cigarette smoke. Just
what about cigars? I know men like, you know, cigars.
My dad smoked cigars, and my husband did. So I sort of have a soft spot for cigars.
Okay, so we'll let a cigar pass.
Let a cigar smoker slide by. But I'll try anything. You know, I do play golf, and I play pickleball, Gary. I did win that contest with Ellen. I love to bake. I bake from scratch. I love to needlepoint. I hike. I love mountainous hiking, rigorous hiking. I walk 5 miles a day.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out.
And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. When's your birthday?
Do you want to guess?
Sagittarius.
Are you a Sag?
Virgo.
You're not. Aquarius?
Taurus the bull.
Oh, yes. My very best friend from home is a Taurus. This is all very on brand.
When's her birthday?
She's May 15th.
That's my sister's. I'm May 9th.
Okay.
Okay. Love it. Sorry. Yeah. But yeah. So adventure. You want adventure.
And you can do it on your own.
I can do it on my own. But again, I like doing things with people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's nothing. I like to bicycle. I want a guy who wants, you've heard my thing on used to guys, right?
I didn't hear that one.
Okay. So the men I find, a lot of them are used to guys. They used to play tennis. They used to.
Oh, shoot.
And sit on the sofa. So I don't want a used to guy. Mm-mm. I want a guy who's, he doesn't have to be good at it. He just has to have interest. I love to kayak. You know, I have a 2-man kayak. It's sitting there because, you know, I don't have anyone to go out. I mean, I have girlfriends I go out with, but I just want someone who is willing to get up and take the day and do stuff, because we only get this one spin. You know, we only get this one shot. So don't waste it.
And I know this is a big wide world now, but would you do long distance?
I would. I mean, as on the show, most of us are not prepared to pack up and leave our homes permanently. Sure. But that there's this little thing called an airplane, and you know, you can fly and come back and see. Ideally, I mean, if we're, you know, it is Christmas time, it is Hanukkah. Let's just throw it out there and see what wishes come true. I would find a guy who has children and grandchildren where we could meld our families together, mm-hmm. and spend time in both locations. That to me would be idyllic.
A dream. Yeah.
I think we should be ideal and say what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And put it out there.
Go sit on Santa's lap and tell him.
Santa might be your next guy. We got to be awfully careful around Santa. Here, Kathy.
What, Kathy, if, so obviously, like you said, anyone would want to be, you know, the next golden bachelorette or the new one, the one and only, essentially. What, if it's not you, who would you want to have that role?
You know, that's not the first time I've been asked that question. I know those ladies so well. Mm-hmm. Susan and Nancy and I have a really strong friendship. So of course I would love to see one of them be the Golden Bachelorette. I think, Faith, although Faith doesn't really want to leave home, but, you know, Faith is a lovely person. Leslie, as we all know, was heartbroken. I would love to see Leslie. Honestly, I'd like to see any of them mm-hmm. after me.
After me.
The line starts right behind me.
I love it.
I personally would like to see a golden paradise.
Oh, jeez. Oh, like a little island mixer?
That, because there's the Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
That would be super fun to do the goal. Like that, I would love that. And that would give you more opportunity to have more men.
Uh-huh. The problem is this body is not putting on a bikini.
Oh, honey. No. Like, well, first of all.
Neither is this one.
Neither is this one. Yeah,
we're on we have wraps and stuff too, you know?
Yeah, a little sarong and a hope. We could get there.
Oh, how about this? Here you go, ABC. It's, yeah, the mountains. In the mountains. So it's like
An adventurous.
Golden and snow. I don't know.
Golden peaks.
This beach ski day. One day you're up in the mountains hiking. In the afternoon you come down the ocean and go swimming.
Yeah.
Well, we'll weed them out real fast based on physical capability that way. Yeah, we really can.
And you know what? You can almost... you can almost look and tell.
And tell.
I'll tell you, I dated a guy, true story. I dated a guy for a very short period of time, but he wanted to take me to Florida. And he's fit. He sat in the hotel room.
No.
In the hotel room on his computer. No. Do you need to ask how that relationship ended?
Yeah. Did you leave like immediately?
I made friends down on the beach. I had a great time.
Yeah. I went to Cabo one time with someone and it was just not great. I still talk to the people that I met on that Cabo trip.
Isn't it crazy how your friends
great.
Vacation friends.
That's funny. Yeah.
if you had one piece of advice, because you have lived, not even by age, just by circumstance, a lot of life, like a deep, rich life. You have grandkids, you have kids, you also were married to someone. That's a tragedy. That loss is not just, you know, a loss. It's, you didn't get to probably say the things you wanted to say. So what would your advice be to anybody listening that is younger than you?
Oh boy. I mean, I have a lot of advice, but I think if we're talking about dating, I think the best piece of advice I could give is live your own life, do the things you love. And the right people will come into your life. Mm-hmm. Be who you are. Be your authentic self. And if you're doing the things you love, you have the best chance of meeting other people that will love you for who you are.
That's beautiful.
Really,
that's
beautiful. Beautiful advice.
Mm-hmm. And then what about marriage advice? What's something that was your biggest lesson that you learned with, or struggle that you learned?
Well, in my case, I needed to learn to zip it. A lot more.
I don't like that advice. Next piece of advice.
I think honestly, in marriage, all these things, you know, when you talk about these things, they're all tried and true. They're tried and true pieces of advice because they've worked over the years. Mm. And so I have nothing new under the sun to say other than marriage is compromise. Any relationship is compromise and communication. And that looks very different for different people. How do you best communicate? How do you, how are we going to compromise? Because if you're always demanding it your way, that's just not going to work. So I really think those things like communicating with your partner, really talking things through and finding the common ground. And knowing that it's better for each of you to be somewhat happy than one person miserable and the other one elated because they got their way. I think that's what I learned, compromise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
I think that's what I need to do a little better. I'm trying.
Yeah, same.
I'm trying.
Yeah, but also you guys, again, you run the ship.
Wait, but you know why it's hard to compromise, ladies?
Because our way is the right way?
No, we're right.
Kathy, get to me. Let's hang out. I'll go boat with you and play pickleball with you, you little fox.
Pickleball court in the neighborhood. I live right on Lake Austin. We can get walk down there.
Oh, I love Lake Austin.
We'll be there.
And the weather's great this time of year. You do not want to come in the summer, ever.
Ever. Well, we're in Nashville, so.
You're in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that?
We love it.
Can I tell you another truism?
Please.
I've just had to accept it and still live my best life and be grateful for every day I have. But the truism is we do live in a society where there's a lot of ageism. You know, I don't look at you and say, you're 39? Wow, you look great. Because we as a culture don't think 39, she looks great, period, right? Not for your age, yeah. But 70. So we live in that society and I have to accept that and that's fine. But men who are not rolling quarters, you know, from their change at the grocery store, if they have any, and I'm not talking wealthier, I'm just saying, you know, guys that have their acts together, they don't want to date me. They want a 60-year-old. If they're 70, they want a 60-year-old. I can't, you know, and if I were 70 and some 60-year-old guy, the good looking athletic was like, Kathy, you're the woman of my dreams. I'd probably go for that. So I can't blame men for that. Well, I can, but it's not going to get me anywhere.
No, we see that too in our age group. I've had a lot of single friends that, you know, are stunning 40-year-old women. I mean, just a complete package, independent, brilliant. Some of them even have abs, which I'm not sure how that's attained, but still, they're going to like our age group or even 10 years older, and they're going, oh, they want nothing to do with me. They want someone in their 30s. And I'm like, what is happening?
Can I just tell you, my son is about to get married in March, remarried. He's divorced.
How old is he?
He is 38.
Okay.
And he is marrying a woman who is 48.
Good for him.
I love her. She has kids. He has a 5-year-old daughter. I think Susan, newsflash, maybe might marry them.
I'll just say this. To me, that's you raise someone that he sees strong, independent, beautiful. You know, like that's and he likes that trait in you.
Yeah.
Which is why he picked someone like that.
To say. He is a great guy. You know, when my husband passed away, I leaned on him hard. I mean, he really helped me in so many ways get through that. All my kids did, but you know, he lives here. And my daughter lives here. And then my other son lives in upstate New York, but, yeah. And I love her. She is lovely and, they make a great pair. And so I don't really think age is, it's just hard to overcome that in our culture because it's just what it is.
Well, Kathy, thank you for coming on. We really, really, really appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing the golden in the mountains.
Kathy, if we hook you up with your next husband, can we be bridesmaids? Marinate on it. We don't need an answer right now.
I don't even have to think. Absolutely, yeah.
Done.
Woohoo!
Wait, I have a question. You can't let me. Where are your fathers?
Oh, my fathers?
Well, anyone your age is not going to date me. Your fathers, your uncles, what are they doing?
Well, my dad passed away 2 years ago. And I will say this, Kathy, you would have just...
I know, I'm trying
you
to...
You don't have enough energy for what that would have been even if he was still alive.
Your dad's single.
My dad's single, but I don't know that he's doing all the things you're
Maybe
doing.
Maybe he needs to. Maybe he needs
a spitfire.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Come to Nashville. Maybe we'll try it out.
I will say my dad finally got it right and has an amazing wife. He took a hot second.
Let me just say that really makes me happy. And people, you didn't ask me, but I just want to say one thing. People always ask me about Gary and Teresa. And you know what? I look at them and I look at the way they look at each other. I'm so happy for them. They are so genuinely in love. you can just see it. It's palpable. You can see it. You can feel it. That's what I want. And so for you to say that your dad is happily married, that's what I want for everyone. Like, that's joyful. That is really lovely to hear that. So congrats to them.
Well, she still has to put his dishes in the sink every time. Like, when I go to his house, I'm like, Dad, it's not that effing hard. Put your bowl
compromise,
in the dishwasher,
guys,
even
compromise.
In my house. I'm like, and I go, Laura, don't touch it. Do not touch that in my sink. Dad, go put your bowl and put it in the dishwasher.
Hey, but wait, I'll bet your dad does other things for her that make up for not putting the bowl in the sink. That's what I mean by compromise. You know, if he literally is a slug, which I'm sure he isn't, then, you know, okay, that's a different story. But, you know, if he brings, I'm making it up, if he brings her coffee in bed in the morning, or, you know, he goes to the grocery store and brings her home flowers, I can deal with the bowl. You know,
absolutely.
More important things than bowls.
That's where the compromise comes.
In my house,
comes.
Put it in the dishwasher.
still put it in the dishwasher and bring me coffee.
I was just going to say, but really, in real life, bring me the damn flowers and put the bowl in the fridge.
That's right, Kathy. I love you. And we're going to find someone. I have a feeling. I like when God knits people together like this. It's for a reason.
I love chatting with you guys. I love, come to Austin. We'll all go kayaking. I'll take you
to so fun
bars. You can be my wing women.
Yes.
So fun. We're there.
I love that. Awesome. Well, thank you, Kathy. Really appreciate you.
I really enjoyed chatting with you guys.
Okay. Bye.
Love you, honey.
So long. Happy holidays.
You too, honey. Too. Oh my gosh. I want to go to the bar and be your wing woman. That'd be so much fun.
Guys, I really feel like for some reason we're going to be the ones that know someone that marries Kathy.
I mean, that would be awesome. Yeah, I just got to think about it.
Her energy is amazing. I love it.
I wonder, that's what I always wonder. It's like her energy is so palpable and wonderful. Like, it's got to be hard to find someone that lives at that level. Mm-hmm.
I also learned a very valuable lesson today.
What's that?
Earlier when we were talking to her, when we asked how old, I said, you look great.
Oh, shoot.
Uh-huh. And then she brought that up and I was like, oh my gosh. That's so true. I mean, it's just a good point. Like, I didn't mean it in any, you know, I didn't mean it in a bad way, but it's just kind of how we are.
Well, I will say though, I get her, like, not to like, but when I say I'm 40, they're like, you, like, oh, I would have said you're like early 30s. And I'm like, okay, I mean, I definitely think
it happens in every age group.
Every age
but
group,
also, it's true. It is, you know, ageism, I guess, at the end of the day. But I was like,
I told people I'm going to start saying I'm 50. Because I look great for 50.
I don't think people mean anything by it, and it doesn't bother. But there's truth to that for sure.
There is. It's almost like when we talk about weight.
Yeah.
And when you lost weight, and I said, "Oh my God, Catherine, you look so good."
I'm like, what did I look like before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's that same kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I don't mean
no.
Just
no
like
one
that
means
person.
It.
Like,
yeah.
You didn't mean to.
Yeah, absolutely.
But she does look great for 70.
Yeah.
But also, as we're
we aging
mean
it
too,
as a
we
compliment. Know, 90% of the time when something like that is said, the person means it as a compliment.
Yeah.
It just can be
so interesting.
Yeah, taken different ways.
Well, she's a light. And I want us to be bridesmaids, so I'm on a mission.
So much energy. I love it.
Need you to be my bridesmaid first, friend.
Listen. Anything you want to share with the family?
Yeah, we got an email coming out to everyone soon.
Okay. Listeners or just us?
Oh, just you guys. But I mean, hey, if everyone wants to come, let's do it. Okay.
I'll be your bridesmaid anywhere. You know that.
Thanks,
I was like, it could be in your backyard. I truly don't care.
Thank you.
I also would just put on an earpiece and resurrect my old former event self.
We did ask someone to the person to marry us that we want to marry us. Aww. It's going to be, I'm super excited. I'm not telling you who it is.
I had a feeling.
On here. Love you guys. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.